It's a rare household that doesn't have the remainder of a no longer needed prescription, or two, or more, lingering on some shelf. According to Mary Sullivan, one of the founders of the Alaska Safe Medicine Alliance, such drugs are all too often apt to be misused.
Unused or expired prescription medications are a public safety issue, and they often lead to accidental poisoning, overdose, and abuse. So the idea of this disposal event is to reduce access in our homes to these excess medications.
This Saturday's event is Prescription Take-Back Day. Anchorage's participation, along with that of several Alaska communities, is part of a first-ever statewide effort organized by the Alliance under the auspices of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Sullivan says a few smaller pilot events have occurred, such as in Ketchikan, Juneau, and the Matsu Borough. Ruth Carter of the Drug Enforcement Administration says a similar pattern is true nationally. A couple of states, like New Jersey and North Carolina, have held statewide events. But tomorrow is the first nationwide disposal campaign. Carter says official collection points are necessary because of federal law.
Basically, right now, the federal law does not allow end users to return controlled substances to pharmacies or hospitals. But what DEA can do right now is give a waiver to police departments or any law enforcement entity to collect the drugs. And so there are several that are doing that already in Alaska, but none in Anchorage at this time.
End user denotes the name on the prescription. The simplest disposal would seem to be flushing the medicine down the toilet or pouring it into the sink. But Sullivan says if everyone does that, there could be environmental consequences.
The Anchorage Water and Wastewater Utility suggests is using a safe disposal like this so that it prevents those personal care products from getting into the environment and potentially harming the environment. So these drugs will be taken by the law enforcement agencies to an EPA-approved closed incinerator and destroyed there. So that's why we're encouraging people not to flush them down the drain.
DEA's Carter says the next easiest alternative can also produce problems.
When you throw unused drugs in the trash, especially if you throw them in their original containers, a lot of times those can be stolen, and they have been stolen, and then they're basically either abused or sold on the streets.
Sullivan adds that just letting old prescriptions collect can have abuse consequences.
According to the National Partnership for a Drug-Free America, about 1 in 7 teens today in America admits to abusing prescription drugs, and about 55% of them get them from our homes. So the Alaska Safe Medicine Alliance is concerned that people secure their medications in their home, monitor their medications, and then use safe disposal events so that you can reduce those stockpiles.
Another concern for the Alaska Safe Medicine Alliance involves seniors who might be taking multiple prescriptions that over time are modified, but the former prescriptions remain in the home. Tomorrow's collection takes place from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. In Anchorage, the disposal locations are the parking lots of the Abbott, Muldoon, and Northern Lights Fred Meyer stores and the Alaska Native Medical Center. In Wasilla, it's the Parks Highway Fred Meyer's. All disposals are free of charge and anonymous, with no questions asked. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.